Thank you very much. Good evening and welcome. This is the Winona Municipal Band. We open this concert with a salute to the music of George M. Cohan. A Cohan salute. There have been volumes and volumes written about the life of Johann Sebastian Bach, his life, analyzing his music, all sorts of things. And of course, we have a great deal of his music in many different forms, as choral music, orchestral music, keyboard music, a variety of things. This is one of many, many chorales, a lovely chorale entitled Who Puts His Trust in God Most Just? The music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you. This next piece, many of you have heard before, or maybe you've heard it once or twice before. So I need to warn you, this is supposed to be a fun piece. If this makes you smile, or in fact laugh right out loud when you hear some of this, that's exactly what it's intended to be. It's serious music, but it's funny. And the music is by Charles Ives, who was a very, very successful insurance agent who also composed back in the barn in the back of his house and conducted many experiments, many of them due to the things that his father put him through when he was a young boy. One of the things that happens in here is, oh, I should tell you the name of the piece so you know you have kind of a gear there. This is Variations on America, My Country Tis of Thee, in other words. So you're going to hear that very clearly, but you're going to hear many different variations of it. And at one point, in fact, it is being played in two different keys at the same time, and also in stretto, that is a couple of measures behind. The band enters all different kinds. It's just crazy. We love it. Everybody has always loved the piece. It's based on an orchestral version by William Schumann, but this is the band version of Charles Ives' Variations on America.
Thank you.
from Charlie Barnhouse in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Harmony Heaven March. Well, we go on to a piece entitled A Melodic Caravan, not a particularly exciting title, but it includes a bunch of old tunes that many of you will know and some of you will have never heard before. They're so old. They're wonderful old tunes. I Feel a Song Coming On. I'm in the Mood for Love. It's a Most Unusual Day. Don't Blame Me, and the Cuban Love Song, A Melodic Caravan. Thank you. Thank you very much. This next piece, a Russian festival, or festival in Russia, I should say, is a transcription of an orchestral work by a well-known Russian, well, maybe a not-so-well-known Russian, Anatoly Leonov, who was, as a matter of fact, a student of Rimsky-Korsakov in St. Petersburg, and he succeeded him as the composition teacher, and as a result of that, he was the composition teacher of Prokofiev, a name you probably know. So this, a lot of the Russian pieces are entitled Polonaise, which is a dance form. So this is very much of a dance form, but it's very Russian in character. And great fun to play, and lots of notes, and lots of fingerings, and fun sort of piece. Festival in Russia, Anatoly Leonov.
Thank you.
We have just discussed this among all the members of the band. This next piece is the theme from The Summer of 42, which was a movie. Now, the whole band, that being the two of us, the oboist and myself, discussed this, and we decided that, yes, we do remember there was a film with that title. We have no idea what it was about. Maybe we didn't care very much either. Theme music from The Summer of 42. John Philip Sousa wrote only four marches for major universities in the United States. It happens that our University of Minnesota was one of them. And so this is the Minnesota March by John Philip Sousa. It had its on-campus premiere performance October 26th of 1927. the Minnesota March. Next, we have for you the selections from The Phantom of the Opera, the musical. It includes the tunes Think of Me, Angel of Music, Phantom of the Opera, All I Ask of You, Point of No Return, and The Music of the Night. Selections from The Phantom of the Opera.
Thank you. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.